Good evening. This is VK2WI. Tonight's news broadcast from Amateur Radio New South Wales originates from the VK2WI facilities at Dural, Sydney, which is staffed by the volunteers of our broadcast team. Transmissions this evening are being made on frequencies between 160 metres and 23 centimetres. The announcer will advise on the transmitter status. In addition, automated relays will carry the broadcast through some regional VHF and UHF repeaters, and we thank the custodians of these systems for making the service available. Now, here are your announcer and engineer with this evening's news.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us tonight. This is VK2WI News, live from our studios at Dural in Sydney. I'm your announcer for this evening. That's Eric, VK2EJH, now from Tookley. And in engineering, we have Peter, VK2BEU. The weather here is fine, with little chance of rain. There's a temperature of approximately 21 degrees, and the rainfall at the VK2WI site over the last week is approximately 13 millimetres. Our transmitter status. ARNSW is aware of a technical issue that occurred this morning, which resulted in the loss of audio for approximately 2 minutes. We apologise for that and hope it doesn't happen again tonight.
This is a news broadcast from VK2WI. March 2010 marked 100 years of the WIA, the world's oldest amateur radio society. It was started in 1910 as a result of a meeting held in Sydney by a group of experimenters seeking a better deal. This is VK2WI. We now continue with this evening's news.
In the news from Amateur Radio New South Wales for this week. Later in this bulletin, we have a summary of on-air activities from both Sydney and across New South Wales. We'd welcome any updates from clubs and groups. Please email news@arnsw.org.au. We don't need full items, just the details of the activity and contacts. And don't forget, we always welcome reports on the outcome of recent activities as well. General inquiries can be directed to the ARNSW office via email to office@arnsw.org.au or by leaving a phone message on 02 944 0123. Tonight we welcome listeners on the EchoLink Ham Conference and the Australian and New Zealand EchoLink Network. Callbacks will also be taken after tonight's bulletin. And our thanks go to John, VK3HJQ, and the Australian and New Zealand EchoLink Network team for making this relay available. News from the Secretary. An update from members of Amateur Radio New South Wales on the ballot and upcoming AGM. The AGM and election material was sent to members earlier last week by postal email. Hopefully, even accounting for postal delays, all material has been received by now. If you're a member and have not yet received all the material, please contact the office urgently. It may be because you're no longer financial and need to renew, as both sets of information only go out to current financial members. You can contact us by email at office@arnsw.org.au, by mail to PO Box 6044, Dural DC 2158, or by phoning 02 944 0123 and leave a message on the voicemail. A note about proxies for the AGM. They must not be sent in your ballot envelope, as we'll not receive them in time. The deadline for proxies is 48 hours before the meeting, but the ballot is not collected and processed until after this date. Proxy forms should either be posted to PO Box 6044, Dural DC, I think that's Delivery Centre, 2158, not 2164, which is for ballot material only, or by email to office@arnsw.org.au in time to reach us by the proxy deadline, which is 11 a.m. on Thursday the 25th of April. Since this is Anzac Day, posted items will need to arrive by last mail on Wednesday the 24th of April, and it's advisable to allow enough time for delays in the postal network. And that's advised by Eric, that's the other Eric, VK2VE, the Secretary of Amateur Radio New South Wales. I posted mine today. HF Antenna Day Part 2. Continuing with our presentation program for 2024, members of Amateur Radio New South Wales are invited to the second part of our HF antenna presentation. It starts at 10 a.m. on Sunday, the 28th of April, 2024, here at the VK2WI Dural. That's the day after the AGM. This event will feature presentations of interest for all levels of expertise and a further range of specialist presenters. It's an opportunity to gain insights into portable operation, learn techniques and strategies to enhance your home station, and connect with specialists eager to assist and guide others. This event is catered, and RSVP is essential for seating and catering purposes. We're not able to admit walk-ins on the day. Places are limited, so reserve your spot now by emailing events@arnsw.org.au. Please include your name, your call sign, and contact information as well. And that's advised by Al, VK2OK, the event coordinator for Amateur Radio New South Wales. HMS Vampire Update. We're celebrating 1 year of amateur radio on board HMAS Vampire at the Australian National Maritime Museum. With more, here's Colin, VK2JCC.
Join us in commemorating an incredible milestone, the one-year anniversary of amateur radio operations aboard HMAS Vampire, moored at the Australian National Maritime Museum. Since its inception, our dedicated team of 11 operators have been making waves in the amateur radio community, showcasing the rich history and vibrant presence of maritime communication. Every week, mainly Saturdays, our radio room comes alive with activity, offering a diverse range of communication modes, including CW, voice, slow scan TV, FT8, and 2 meter FM. In just the past 12 months, we've established contact with 40 countries, connecting enthusiasts from around the globe and fostering cultural exchange. But our impact extends beyond the airwaves, with approximately 50 visitors frequenting the radio room, many of whom are international guests. We're becoming a focal point for maritime history enthusiasts and radio aficionados alike. Step aboard HMAS Vampire and experience firsthand the nostalgia of bygone era, as our radio room echoes the days when the ship was commissioned and served as a vital hub for receiving and sending messages. Our array of antennas includes a 20-metre vertical, 40-metre vertical, an off-centre-fed dipole, and the unique flower pot antenna for 2 metres, which ensures that we're always ready to make connections and share our passion for amateur radio. As we reflect on the past year's achievements, we invite you to join us in celebrating the spirit of camaraderie, exploration, and innovation that defines amateur radio aboard HMAS Vampire. Whether you're a seasoned operator or a curious visitor, there's something for everyone at our radio room. Visit us at the Australian National Maritime Museum and dive into the fascinating world of amateur radio aboard one of Australia's most iconic naval vessels. Keep those antennas tuned and your signals strong. Colin, VK2JCC, team leader of the HMAS Vampire Project.
Well, thank you very much, Colin. That's fantastic news. Now it's time for the weekly solar and geophysical report for the period of the 5th through to the 11th of April. First, the summary of activity. Obviously, the dates across the columns are the 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th and 11th. The 10-centimetre flux values are 121, 123, 125, 125, 124, 131 and 144. The Fredericksburg or the A index values are 10, 8, 5, 8, 10, 7 and 6. The Australian A index, 10, 7, 5, 3, 5, 5 and 2 estimated. And the T index values are 115, 115, 114, 111, 111, 117 and 117. solar activity remained below warning levels for the 5th to the 10th. On the 12th, activity was R2 with an M5.4 flare at 1706 UTC. Geomagnetic activity was low to moderate, remaining below warning threshold. F2 critical frequencies in southern Australia remain mostly near predicted monthly values. The forecast issued on the 12th of April through until the 18th. Solar activity is expected to be at R0 to R1 levels with a slight chance of R2. Geomagnetic activity is expected to remain low. The maximum usable frequencies are likely to be near predicted monthly values, and that's from dirty data courtesy of the Australian Space Weather Forecasting Centre. The Solar Flux Index update. Here are the updated Solar Flux Index figures for this week. Having finished March, we had a minimum of 127, an average of 156, and a maximum of 209, with peak dates from the 19th to the 30th. So far for April, we're expecting a minimum of 112, an average of 136, and a maximum of 160, with the peak dates from the 13th to the 28th. And looking ahead to May, we're expecting a minimum of 120, average of 129, and a maximum of 135, with peak dates from the 12th to the 25th. And that's an update with thanks to Noel, VK2FUL.
This is a news broadcast from VK2WI. To submit news for inclusion in these sessions, please email it to news@arnsw.org.au by the end of business on Friday. You can help us with presentation by writing your news item in the third person and limiting it to about one A4 page in an easily read font. This is VK2WI. We now continue with this evening's news.
Foundations of Amateur Radio. This series, written and produced by Ono, VK6FLAB, continues a weekly examination of the building blocks of amateur radio.
You know you've been at something for a while if you come across a topic that you want to dig into and discover that you already covered it in great detail a year ago. For me, that topic was the FM capture effect, which I covered in great detail a while back.